Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM Fairfield, Illinois. I do appreciate you tuning in this morning. As I have guests across the way, it's Myrna Youngblood. She's the library director at Frontier Community College. And Karen Bryant, a former employee. What did you do out there at Frontier Community College? Remind me.
I did marketing, public information there at Frontier.
For how long?
Well, I did that job for about 10 years, but I was at Frontier for 30 years.
Good morning, by the way. Thank you for joining the show.
Good morning.
You got to talk. You can't just nod and say.
Okay.
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you. Good morning, Myrna. How you doing?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm doing very well.
Thank you very much for joining the show today, ladies. I appreciate you coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Especially weather like this today. Everybody get out safe, and you're both safe here and sound, I guess.
We made it.
How are the roads?
They weren't too bad.
Yours is a little slick.
You're going to tell the story, Myrna. Come on. Let's spill it. Do you need a tow truck?
No. No, but you might need a little yard work.
So you're saying that we might have a new ditch?
Possibly, yes.
Is that right?
Thank goodness your ditch wasn't too deep.
Well, then you made it here safe and sound, and that's all that matters. I look forward to going outside and seeing my new ditch. That's going to be kind of fun to look at. And Myrna, tell us why you're here today. This is a lot of fun. I know that it doesn't. Folks might not think that I'm just talking about books. And talking about reading could be much fun. This is pretty good. I like the book clubs that you guys do out there.
It is a lot of fun. A lot of times you'll read a book and there's nobody to discuss it with. Nobody knows about what's going on except you.
Right.
So when you get together with a group, everybody comes out with a different perspective. They see things or read things that you don't pick up on. So it's really good just to discuss what, you know, the different things that go on in the book.
This is at Frontier Community College. You have coming up, you're starting basically a book club, right?
Right.
Second year of it?
Yes. Uh-huh. We're running into our second year. We're going to do it a little different this year. It's going to be community ed rather than for a credit class.
Oh, okay.
Which opens it up to anybody.
Okay.
There is a $25 charge for it.
Right.
But that's the only charge. And the books we will be provided either via our Kindles, or we can borrow them from other libraries. So the
books are free.
Right. The participants will not, I mean, they can choose to purchase them, but they will not have to.
No kidding.
Right.
What do you find? Now, you've participated in the book club before, right, Karen?
Yes.
What was most comfortable for you? Are you a Kindle user, or are you a...
I do like the Kindle.
Do you?
I like the Kindle because I can put it down, pick it right back up, and has my place. And
I got to tell you, I'm kind of old school. I'm surprised. Now you're a Kindle user too, aren't you, Myrna?
Yes, I do like them, but I still value holding that book too.
See, that's like me. I'm old school, and I'll go out and buy the book. So I like to keep it and build a bookcase because you really can't you can't go back to any. Well, I guess you can go back to stuff if you're looking through your Kindle, but it's easier to find it and hold it in your hands. Am I crazy to do that?
A book I really like, then I do like to buy the actual book because then you can share it with others.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just, say, like for the book club, and I like the Kindle just because it's convenient.
Oh, I see.
But if it's a book I really like, I like to have it to keep.
How many books did you do in the book club last year?
We did four or five. Here we go. We did five. We usually try to read one per month. So we read the first half.
One
per week.
Weeks.
Yeah.
How long does the class go on?
This time it's going to be an 8-week class.
Okay.
Because, you know, this is kind of the reading season.
Sure.
You can't get out and do things.
No, you can tell right now.
Right, exactly. But before the semester's over, people will want to be out gardening or just enjoying the outdoors. So we're going to run it 8 weeks from January 12th to March 2nd.
Okay.
And that can be flexible. If we decide, you know, the weather's not nice, we want to read one more book, we can extend it that way. So.
Okay, so now when does it all start? You say January 12th?
January 12th. Mm-hmm.
Where?
It will be in the Learning Resource Center in the conference room.
All right, now you got to help folks who don't know where the Learning Resource Center, if they've never been to Frontier, say you're just showing up in town for the first time.
Okay, you will want to come down Frontier Drive off of 15 and turn on to Spencer Drive.
So I'm turning there at Boyle Hall.
Exactly.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you'll look for the building with the big round window.
The building with the gigantic round window is the Learning Resource Center.
Exactly. Very easy to spot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you've had some renovations in there recently, haven't you?
Not in the library so much as...
But in the building? I mean, didn't you move the... I thought you moved the bookstore.
The bookstore is actually up on the hill further back, yes. Uh-huh. But it has moved to the Bobcat Den.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had moved stuff from... Didn't you have... Weren't you selling the Bobcat gear in your stuff, too, and now they're doing it in the den, too?
It's all in the den right now. Yes. Yes. Okay. We had a little bit of apparel, not much, but enough to advertise it. But everything's at the Bobcat Den now, as far as the apparel and, yes, books.
Okay, so I'm coming in there, and I see this great... I just park there in the parking lot and walk over. Okay. And this is when?
It is on Thursday, January 12th at 11:30.
A week from today.
Yes, exactly. 1 week from today.
11:30. So I could go to that.
Right. And it's built in for your lunch hour. So,
is that right?
Right. Stop through McDonald's.
They're an advertiser. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should have seen Myrna's face. She just got scared to death. I wasn't going to jump on you. That would have been nice.
Bring a brown bag lunch.
I wouldn't have said, shut up, Myrna! I'm not going to do that. No. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, bring your lunch with you, and we can discuss the book over. Well, this first time we'll be introducing the book.
You see, now here you're talking. Now, okay, now we were talking earlier about Kindle versus Pages. This might be better if you're going to bring your lunch. It might be better to have a Kindle, right?
It would save your pages, yes.
Well, you can always wipe grease off your Kindle face, right?
Right, exactly.
And not everyone brings a lunch. Book club members, they're not working, so they just come out. They'll eat lunch when they go home. Mm-hmm.
You never answered my question. What were some of the books you looked at last year?
Oh, I'm sorry. We read Half Broke Horses by Jeanette Walls.
Okay.
And then we read a continuation of that,
the second book. Wait a minute, the second book in the series or something?
Well, actually, it goes back and tells the beginning of the story, although it was written later.
If I recall, this was the weird one where the gal was kidnapped or something like that, or what was it? Not kidnapped, but she had her own little wall system. What was it? Tell me about that.
Well, from a long time ago, and Karen, jump in any time now, but it's her memoir of her real-life story.
Oh, okay.
She was a very strong-willed woman.
I was thinking something else.
Okay. Actually, a teacher, and several guys were trying to make fun of her, and she jumps on a wild horse and breaks it right in front of them. You know, they're pretty embarrassed that they challenged her. Because they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it was a really good story.
So then the second book was her getting, her talking about...
The Glass Castle, which goes back to a generation prior to her and explains kind of why the family is the way
so messed
are.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, see, now that's the thing. That's what you find in books a lot of times. They don't talk about families that are really doing great.
Right. Yeah. No.
There's got to be some conflict in there somewhere,
where's
right?
Where's the story
in that? Yeah, that's exactly right. It's too smooth, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, so you read the two books by that lady. What else did you read last time?
We read God Help the Child by Toni Morrison. Where Do I Go by Netta Jackson, which is the first of a series. In the club, we only read that book, but several of the members picked up and read the whole series. Yes.
So now, is that one of Toni Morrison's Pulitzer-winning books, or is that just one of them?
It's just one of them, yes. Uh-huh.
Talk about celebrated writers.
Yes.
When you talk about Toni Morrison, that's not that's prose, right? I mean, that's not poetry.
No. Yeah, it's prose. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty good selection in there, isn't it?
Right. Which, that's another good thing about book clubs, is you will be introduced to books you wouldn't pick up on your own.
Really?
Right. We have our first book chosen, The Man Called Ove. But
we're going to talk more about that whenever we return here in a second. Okay. Tell me a little bit about, did you enjoy those books last year? I guess you must have, Karen, or you wouldn't be getting back in it.
I did. We also read The Boston Girl. And
what's The Boston Girl?
That was about...
Is that the girl on the bus? The no. Girl on the Train?
Yeah.
Girl
no,
on the Train?
No,
that's
no,
a little
wasn't
different,
the girl
isn't
on the train.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. But this was just about a girl who was raised in Boston. Her parents had been immigrants, and they came over to Boston, and basically it was a story about how she overcame hard circumstances, and I actually thought it was a true story, and at the end I found out that it was not true.
Oh, no kidding.
It was, I really
you thought it was a memoir.
It. Mm-hmm.
But the other two books, memoirs, right. They were true stories, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you focus on anyway, Myrnie? You focus on fiction, nonfiction? What's the book club typically veer toward?
We try to get a variety. We would like to do a mixture of both fiction and nonfiction. I would like to do some biographies, not a whole section of them, but maybe one per session.
See, the biographies are always seem like they're longer and longer than the regular books,
regular
novels, right?
Right. Uh huh. Yeah, you clued me into the right stuff.
What'd you think
by
of that?
I took it home over Christmas. I haven't got there yet.
Oh, okay.
But
you'll love it.
I think I will. It sounds like a good book.
You will love it. I'm talking here with Myrnie Youngblood. She's the library director out there at Frontier Community College. And Karen Bryant, a member of their book club. And we're going to talk more about the book club. It starts next Thursday at 11:30. And you can you sign up beforehand or do you have to sign up then?
You can call me, but they can sign up that day as well. That'll
okay.
be fine.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, talking to Myrnie and Karen, we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on this year and how you can become involved. It sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way are Myrnie Youngblood. She's the library director out there at Frontier Community College. I'm glad we have figured out the title. I was saying librarian. I always thought you were the librarian out there. When did that happen?
I've been the library director since I've been there. But, okay. You know, like I said, Myrna works pretty good, too.
Myrna works pretty good. And Karen Bryant here, she's a happy member of the book club out there at Frontier Community College. We've been talking about several books that they went through last year on the book club. And the book club starts next week again on Thursday at 11:30 next Thursday. And whenever you guys pick a book, all right, you've picked a book, what's the book next time?
We will start with A Man Called Ove.
A Man Called Ove.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he called Ove? Is that come in the book? Do they tell you why he's called Ove? I mean, Ove is an odd name.
It is an odd name. I haven't got that far in the book to tell you if there's a purpose.
Okay, so
that.
You haven't read it yet?
No. I've started.
How about you, Karen?
I just have gotten into the second chapter.
Okay. So you guys are you're catching up basically, and you're trying. Well, you're. How does the book club work? You said you're going to have an 8-week. You meet every week, right?
Right. Uh huh. And this first week, next Thursday,
kind of an organizational thing.
Yes. Uh huh. We'll talk about it. We want to have the first one lined out so we can get started.
Mm-hmm.
They'll read half of it that week, and then we'll discuss it the following week, and then finish it up the next week. But also on this first week, we would like people to come in with suggestions so that we can have a variety of books that we read.
How many folks do you like to get in for a book club? What's ideal?
I think 10 would be a good number. Right now we're running at 5, so we've got room for 5 more.
Sure.
We can always open it up.
Folks, if folks have questions, they give you a call?
Yes, that would be great. 842-3711, and my extension is 4510.
Okay, tell me a little bit about, and we already said a little earlier, you'll do fiction and nonfiction both, right?
Right, yes.
What biography do you have in mind? You said you were thinking about throwing in a biography. There's some that you can't finish in 2 weeks.
Well, that's true, yeah. I don't really have any in mind right now.
How about you, Karen? What's your favorite biography you've ever read?
I don't
know. Do you fall, whenever you pick a biography to read,
uh-huh.
And you've read several, I presume. I've read several. And presumably, Karen, you've read several, too. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. No nodding. No nodding. No head shaking. Yes. No. Okay. When you pick a biography, do you pick it because you like the person that you're reading about, or do you pick it because you want to learn more about somebody that maybe you don't know about? Myrna, how do you pick a biography?
For many different reasons. Sometimes it's because I want to learn more about the person. Sometimes it's the time era that I want to learn about. Or maybe I've not heard much about the person at all and just want to learn more about it. So it's a combination of all of those. Yeah.
If you were to make a suggestion, and Karen, you can make the suggestion too. If she's talking about wanting a biography at some point here in the following 8 weeks or the coming up 8 weeks, who would you suggest?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I'm putting you on. Yeah. That's why you're sitting here.
You know, I don't really have anything in mind, I guess. I just.
Who do you want to learn more about?
I don't. Usually I like to read about people that I just find somewhat interesting and I want to read more about their life.
Do you like to read about, in listening to the books that you've talked about that you had last time? It seems like you guys like to read more about contemporary folks than historical figures. Is that a valid point?
Well, I like to. Well, you're saying, I don't know. I like to go back in history some too. I think sometimes going back in history is more interesting than today's.
Well, it seemed like the gal who was breaking the horse is kind of more contemporary. Maybe she did that 30, 40, 50 years ago. But it was a memoir of a living person.
Yes. Right, yeah. One of the suggested books that we have for this time is A Nickel's Worth of Skim Milk by Robert Hastings.
Oh, really?
Have you read that one?
No.
I have not either, but it is actually local. He lived in Marion, Illinois, and it's talking about the Depression time.
Which, oh, really?
Yes, uh-huh, and what his family went through during that time. So
that's pretty good.
I think that would be interesting.
I do.
Yeah, and that's been mentioned by several of the club members. So.
So you're not really just going in there and reading Robert Patterson or or James Patterson or whatever.
No, and we don't like to get on a series of books just because we like it just to be one book, you know, from
well,
that
and
author.
Actually, come to think of it, that might cost you a little bit more money if you were going to start reading, like, The Firm. I'm having a brain cramp. The guy who wrote The Firm and A Time to – Grisham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to start reading a Grisham book, and he's got a new book out.
Right. Uh-huh.
But that's going to cost like $15 a throw probably to even suck down, right?
Right. Well, and on top of that, because we borrow from other libraries, if the book is brand new, most libraries won't loan that out until it's 6 months to a year old.
Oh, I see.
So we can't even borrow them. You know, we would have to purchase all of them. So we like to make use of things that we can borrow for free.
Well, yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes a ton more sense. Okay. Tell me about a man called Ove. I interrupted you by asking about his name.
Okay.
Tell me about a man called Ove, and why did we choose this for this time?
Well, it was highly recommended by several different people who have already read it. He's a grouchy old man that
Who do you get your recommendations from? I'm going to interrupt you again.
That's fine.
But we'll get back to the book in a second. Who do you get your recommendations from?
Well,
a library director. Presumably, the libraries at other campuses?
Right. I get things online all the time, you know, from listservs that way. The club members themselves, you know, what they're interested in reading. I talk to family and friends that I know that read and, you know, just pick up. If somebody tells me it's a really good book, then I bring it to them, or vice versa. They bring it to me,
yeah.
You know, and see. But, Mr. Ove, he is...
That's his last name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. he's a unique person.
Really?
Yes. He has a lot of routines that he keeps up with, as far as waking up in the morning. And
same time every day, that kind of thing?
Same time every day.
Eats the same grapefruit for breakfast or something like that?
It's not got into that part
2-minute poached egg?
That sounds like him.
It sounds like him.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. He lives in a small neighborhood, a cul-de-sac similar, and he has to go around and check all the garage doors. He's the safety man, self-appointed.
His only.
No. He checks everybody's.
Okay.
They can't leave bicycles outside, and if he finds a bike outside, he locks it in his own garage.
So the little kids have to come ask him for
right. Yes.
That sounds like an old jerk.
Well, so far he appears that way. Yes.
He's crabby.
Yeah.
He must lighten up some point in the book. Now you haven't read that far in the book.
No, I haven't read that far. But according to the information given, it says that he gets some chatty neighbors that moves in with small children, and they have a few incidents where they back over his mailbox, and you know, the neighborhood pets are involved. But it says that it's comical and heartwarming. So
comical and heartwarming.
Yes.
Is your heart warmed yet?
I'm not to that point yet.
What's the last book you read?
Last book I read.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Do you remember, Karen?
Well, the last book I read was in the book club.
In the book club?
Yeah, because I didn't read over Christmas.
Oh, so the book club, I thought it was a summer deal last year. It was in the autumn, huh?
Oh, yeah. We finished with the fall semester.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
We ended up
okay.
in December.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I don't blame you, Karen. You're too darn busy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
too busy.
Exactly. You've got things
retired.
To do.
Retired.
You're making fun of the retired person.
That's no, just, I'm envious.
Well, you see, now Ove is retired. Are you calling Karen persnickety and crabby, too, now? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
Karen,
she might get that way, though.
Karen, you don't walk around the neighborhood checking garage doors,
no,
do you?
I don't. I check my own.
Well, that's probably smart. That's probably good. Okay, well, the reason I ask you that is because you want folks who've read a lot, probably, but you're also interested in folks to join the book club who probably don't read a ton, but are interested in maybe reading more, right?
Right, yes. If they have any interest of reading, even if they don't, I think they will find this, unless you just hate reading, I think you'll really find this enjoyable.
Yeah?
I've had some people in the library who have just retired and have shown some interest, you know. And as far as our book club members, we have one or two that have not been avid readers, and they wanted to get back into reading, you know, just
that's,
for enjoyment.
You know, that's, you get sick of the television.
Right.
You get sick of sitting in front of a computer, I would think, and, it's just handy to get back, and it kind of trains your brain, doesn't it, a little bit?
It does. It does. And that, I wanted to mention that, too, because prior to this semester when we used it as a credit, if you were not a senior citizen, it cost you over $100 to take this class.
Really?
Yes.
Now, see, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because of the tuition and the fees and all of those things that go along with it. So we want to open this up to other people, you know, to broaden out the horizon. But just like you were talking, if you were going to go exercise at a gym, you wouldn't think anything of paying $100 for 4 months.
Right.
You know, but this is an exercise of your brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, all in all, it's worth it. But now we've even dropped it down lower to $25.
Sure. For the 4 months.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be eight weeks. Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you plan on doing this over the summer, too, or just next fall?
Just probably this spring and then next fall. Yeah. Summertime, people are so busy outside that we don't try to cover anything.
Yeah, that makes that makes some sense. I've got Myrna Youngblood here and Karen Bryant. We're talking about the Frontier Community College Book Club. It's next Thursday. I didn't write it down. Next Thursday at 11:30 out at the Library Resources Center. I'm going to say that wrong again. Is that what it's called?
Learning Resource Center.
Mm-hmm. You know, I probably should write things down. You brought yourself handouts. You didn't bring me anything.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We're talking about the book club. It gets started up next Thursday, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the function of it and the just ways folks can get involved. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM back after these. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 9:45, 22 degrees under snowy skies. Still pretty light snow out there. As my guest across the way, Myrna Youngblood, she's the library director out at Frontier Community College. And Karen Bryant, a member of her book club out there at Frontier. Tell me, Myrna, do the other campuses in the IECC do this kind of thing, or what do your other library directors at Olney Central and Wabash and Lincoln Trail, do they help you out and give you tips on how to get this going, or are you first?
Well, as far as I know, I'm the first. I was thinking of this morning. We are all, each campus is different anyway, and we all have different.
That is really something that you see, how different – Frontier is from, say, Olney Central.
It is,
Or how different Wabash is from...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wabash and Olney really aren't all that much typical like each other, are they?
Not really.
Yeah.
And
then you drive by Lincoln Trail and you think you're driving by a prison.
Yeah. Well, you are.
No. You are. It's near it.
Across the road.
It's across the road. Yeah. But I guess. It's just different places, different
right,
things.
Right, yeah.
But so you've got this book club going. The other ones don't, huh?
Not that I'm aware of, yeah. Most of... I would say 75% of the work that I do is involved with instruction, helping students with their research and writing those papers,
mm-hmm.
or finding the resources, those kinds of things. And to me, this is just what's a good way to reach out to the community, just,
right.
you know, to lifelong learning.
How different has it, just off the topic of the, off the book topic, on the other part of your job, the other 75% of your job, how different has it been now that you have probably a little bit more diverse student body than we've had with the baseball players volleyball players
mm-hmm.
coming in?
It's,
and softball players.
It's been really good. It's livened up the campus.
Plus with people living on campus.
Right, yeah. It's livened it up, and we have a more diverse group, and so there's more... questions, different, you know, a different variety of things going on.
Certainly a lot of different cultural backgrounds probably
right.
might make some changes possibly to the interest you might have to put in maybe some different books and stuff that you would not have usually had, right?
Right. Well, that's true. And then, our adult ed had worked with some of the Spanish-speaking people in the community,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, and so we don't have a large Spanish collection,
right.
but that is something that we can borrow from other libraries,
yeah.
you know, and if we see the need, we would make those purchases. So.
That's interesting. I'm talking, like I said, to Myrna Youngblood and Karen Bryant. We've got the, it's next Thursday at the Learning Resource Center is the first class for their book club. Wait, is that all you're calling it, the Frontier Book Club?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That works.
For the Frontier Book Club. And tell me again how this works out, because we were talking in the break. You're not assigning your books that you're assigning yourselves aren't 7,000 pages long, are they?
No, because we try to read them in a couple of weeks. Then
yeah.
we want, they're pretty much limited to 300 pages.
Right.
So are the
meetings about an hour long each time?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
When you discuss the books, if I haven't read the book, am I in trouble? All right, there's the question. There's the biggest question of the day. Karen, you probably have you ever been in there and you haven't been prepared?
I have been in that situation.
As have I.
As Myrna. Okay. Am I going to be in trouble? I wouldn't have been in trouble even when it was a credit class, I'm assuming, right?
No. We try to keep it laid back. And, you know, life gets in the way sometimes.
Sure.
And what we do try to do is a few of them have time to read ahead.
Yeah.
We ask that they don't discuss anything ahead of what we're ahead of. But if I haven't read it, then they've got to discuss what's going on. And they may, you know.
They're going to say that a man called Ove, he actually likes to, in the side, he likes to go play pinball or something
right,
like that.
Right, exactly, and I would not know that.
You wouldn't know that, and it might be integral to the story.
Exactly.
How are you assigning this? I mean, do you assign the number of chapters that you're going to discuss? All right, we're going to discuss up to chapter page 155.
Usually that's what we do. I look through the paper copy
uh-huh.
because on the Kindle it's a little difficult. You know,
yeah,
it will tell you.
It varies on the Kindle with how big your print is.
Right, yeah. And it will tell you if you're 50% through the book.
Okay.
But usually from the paper copy I'll say we're going to read through such and such chapter.
Part one, part two,
right.
something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's laid back. It's real enjoyable. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like fun.
And there are no tests. There's no papers.
No tests.
It's just you just read
goodness.
And discuss.
Thank goodness. How wild do your discussions get?
It depends on the book.
I mean, does Karen go crazy in there battling for something? I could see her going nuts in the class.
I have to watch her.
Do you? Yeah.
Probably
depends on the book and how folks.
It does. Now, last semester, a book was suggested that was political, and we immediately had somebody say, I don't want to read anything political.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, that makes sense. That makes
right.
sense because you can avoid that. It's pretty easy to avoid
yes.
political books if you're, I mean, there's not much you. There's when you look at the fraction. of book political books versus non-political books, I'm guessing it's 5%.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's, yeah. So you can avoid those very easily. But so we kind of, I don't know that anything's been chosen that would cause issues. Although one of the books, yeah.
Which one caused an issue that you wanted, that you didn't want to talk about?
Well, it was God Help the Child.
God Help the Child.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, I was talking about one from last semester, but this one, too. Some of the language was a little...
And it was really dark. It was about things that went on with a child when they were little, and then it carried through.
That might have been the one I was thinking about when we were talking last night.
Yeah. And so it was... Yeah.
So you try to avoid the dark subjects as well.
We try
presumably.
To. Right, because of the group of people that we have in the book club, you know.
Well, you'll like the Tom Wolfe book then.
Okay. Well, I'm going to push that one. So, Will you join us?
It's a 700-page book. You're really not going to have time to read that. I don't either. But not right now.
Okay.
Not right now. Maybe outside of basketball season or something like that. I'm really...
That's why you're wanting a summer book club.
That's exactly right. I'm kind of tied up right now.
Well, if you'll join us, we'll have a summer book club.
Well, now that's very kind and thoughtful of you to say. I'd hate to ruin everybody's summer by making them read baseball books. Okay. You're going to do Summer of 64, which is a great book.
Okay.
David Halberstam. I'm
going to write these down.
It's a baseball book.
You know? That's all right.
All right. It's a great book. I'd love to, but I don't think I can right now. Tell me some of the other suggested books. What are some of the ones you might be thinking of this semester? What are some of the other ones besides A Man Called Ove? If folks are interested, have you got some that folks might be bringing with them or thinking, because you aren't making the book suggestions, are you, Myrtle?
No, what we have so far is from the book club members, previous book club members, and then I've checked around, like I said, with family and other people that I know read. So we have a list too big
already, to read them all, isn't it?
But we still want people to bring in suggestions when they come because we want varieties.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then we all vote. The group votes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
On the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How ugly does the vote get? Come on, Karen. You know, you guys are.
It's the first time we did the votes.
Yeah.
Everybody voted exactly the same.
Is that right?
That was yes.
Everybody wanted to read the same book.
Yes, but now this last time it was not that way.
Was that when everybody wanted to read the second book in the series of The Gal Who Broke the Horse?
No, I don't think so. It's just we had a lot to choose from, and it was kind of all over the board.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody settled on the same one?
Well, finally. Yeah, we had to get down to the majority, which may not have been a huge majority.
I threatened to not come back.
And you bring the best cookies. I can see that happening. No, I can't see that happening. Well, that's great.
I think Karen wants to tell you about one book for sure.
Come on, Karen.
Well, At Home in Medford by Jan Karen. That's one that was suggested.
What is At Home at Medford? Is that in Oregon?
No, it's set in, I believe, in North Carolina. And it's about Father Tim is one of the main characters. And it's kind of, it's a small town setting. And kind of like Mayberry, you think you want to go to Medford because you love all these characters in this book.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's not a real community. But that was one, and it's a series, but we would just read the first.
You guys don't really do the crime novels that I'm used to reading, do you?
We haven't. Although, I mean, we're not opposed to it.
The coolest thing would be if, like, y'all read The Big Sleep. You know, Raymond Chandler, The Big Sleep, and then you could figure out who actually killed everybody, because even the author couldn't figure it out. Later on, after, you know, they asked Chandler after he wrote the book, okay, well, who killed this character? I can't tell you. I don't know.
Isn't that amazing? We had an author come and visit us from a previous session, and she was telling us about writing the story, and she said, I was so surprised when this happened, and I'm like, how could you be surprised? You're the author, you know?
Yeah.
But it just, It was just amazing.
It's fascinating, the process,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it really was. Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. See, see, and that's the thing the book club does, because he had the author visit the book club.
Right.
And as I recall, didn't she sign autographs or
yes,
sign books?
Uh-huh.
So that was the book signing?
Right. Uh-huh. We had a book signing after the book club, yes.
See, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of opportunity out there at Myrna.
Well, we like to offer opportunities.
That's exactly right. I'm talking to Myrna Youngblood, the library director of Frontier Community College, and Karen Bryant, a book club member out there at the Frontier Community College. You can go join their book club next Thursday, the 12th, right?
That's right.
At the Learning Resource Center. Show up at 11:30 on Thursday afternoon and Thursday morning. And just sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I hope we get a lot of people join us.
Give me the phone number again if folks are interested or have questions.
842-3711, extension.
And tell me how much money you're throwing at everybody. I mean, this is like incredibly expensive, right?
Oh, it is, yeah. $25 for
it's
8
all.
Weeks. That's all it is, yes.
It's not $25 each week. It's $25
no.
once.
Right, uh-huh. And all the books will be provided.
And all the books are provided. This is a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it
a great
is.
Opportunity for folks to get out and learn learn a little bit more. Just a chance to read and enjoy other folks' company, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Ladies, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Have a great 8 weeks.
Thank you.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.